Trump threatens Iran with military action if no nuclear deal reached in 10 to 15 days. President Donald Trump warned Iran that it must reach a meaningful agreement on its nuclear program within 10 to 15 days or face really bad things. Amid heightened U.S. military activity in the Middle East, Trump said negotiations were going well but insisted Iran could not be allowed to possess nuclear weapons, calling it essential for Middle East peace. He referenced prior U.S. airstrikes in June that he claimed had decimated Iran's nuclear potential and suggested further military action was possible if a deal is not made. Tehran responded with a letter to U.N. Secretary General Antonio Guterres, pledging not to start a war but warning that any U.S. military attack would trigger decisive retaliation against all U.S. bases and assets in the region, holding Washington fully responsible for any unpredictable and uncontrolled consequences. The standoff comes as the U.S. continues a major military buildup, including aircraft carriers, warships, and jets, with completion expected by mid-March. Satellite imagery shows Iran fortifying its nuclear and missile facilities, while U.S. bases are also preparing for potential conflict. Iran has begun joint naval exercises with Russia in the Gulf of Oman, a key energy corridor, further raising global concern about escalation. Negotiators from both countries met earlier in the week, with Iran's foreign minister saying they agreed on guiding principles, though the White House acknowledged major gaps remain. Washington demands Iran halt uranium enrichment, abandon long-range missiles, cease support for regional militant groups, and stop violently suppressing domestic protests, conditions Iran rejects as beyond the scope of nuclear talks. Trump's threats have already pushed up oil prices, and Russia has cautioned against unprecedented escalation. European nations, including Poland, are urging citizens to leave Iran, fearing rapid deterioration. Trump framed his stance as part of a broader push for global peace under his newly launched Border Peace, although many Western allies have distanced themselves from the initiative.